Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, the 10th anniversary special. And as you can probably tell, I'm coming to you from the coast of California. And in this case, literally, I'm sitting on the beach in Santa Barbara, watching the surf roll in as we broadcast every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Monday mornings at 1 a.m. We stream live at richarddugan.com. We also archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio shows page. And normally, we would have a link to our guest website. However, today, it is going to be me. So, obviously, the link is richarddugan.com. I decided to do a special program from the ocean side to maybe look back at the last not only 10 years, but for me, 38 years in this business, and see how far we've come, what we've managed to bring about, some of the guests we've had on, the conversations that we've had, and hopefully some of the information that we've put forth that hopefully has been helpful to you. I'd like to know if this information is helpful to you. And of course, you can always contact me via email at tmys@richarddugan.com. And of course, TMYS stands for Tell Me Your Story, tmys@richarddugan.com. It's interesting how my broadcast career started August 29th of 1979. And it was in a radio reading service called Sun Sounds for the blind and visually impaired. And not only did I work for them, I was also a client of theirs, because at that time I was still legally blind. And was that way from birth until 1996, when I had a lens implant that gave me vision to be able to drive. Again, that still blows me away. It's still astounding to me. And I'm constantly being grateful, and as I'm driving along, especially the freeways, I kind of look around my surroundings and I have to metaphorically pinch myself and say, really? I'm driving in California of all places. It's been an extraordinary journey, to say the very least. And I'm glad that you have joined me on that journey. And I hope that I have helped you in yours through the many, many guests that we've had on this program, and even the hundreds of people I've interviewed even before this program. Metaphysics and spirituality has always been important to me. The pauses that you hear, where there is nothing but surf, are those moments when people are walking past. I just had a gentleman in his lady friend walked by. He was aware what I was doing, at the very least recording the ocean surf rolling in and out. Looked at me, gave me a thumbs up, and a finger across the lip saying, "Shh, I'll be quiet, don't worry." And I appreciate that. That's very nice. That's something that we've tried to bring out in this program. Throughout the years, I've asked difficult questions. A dog with a stick in his mouth has just run by. But we've tried to be civil, we've tried to be respectful at all times, but asking those hard questions, not only of our guests and their personal lives, but also of the philosophy that they have embraced. We need to continue to foster that at all times, no matter what's happening around us. We've talked about a lot of different things over the years, the various philosophies, Christianity, Judaism. We even had guests on talking about Scientology. I thought it was important to discuss that. We have more people passing by. I don't want to interrupt them in their walk with their friends, their animals. There is no such thing as a secluded beach. There's always someone coming by. And that's okay. Because as I've said many times over the years, if it were intended for us to live solitary lives, we all would have been given our own planet. However, the reality is we're all here, together. And so we need to work together, to live together, and play together. Community is a focal point of this program, and of most every single guest we have on the program. Like you, I am working very hard to better myself, to be a better person, to understand who I am spiritually and my connection to this place, Earth, this reality, as well as to the reality of spirit, what comes next, which is always been a curiosity for me. I can't say that I've always handled it well when someone passes, but I guess it's not a question of handling it well. I handled it the way I handled it, just as you do the way you do. I think about the days when my parents, who are more my friends these days than parents, which is really very nice, they're going to leave this world. But I know they will always be with me. Because we're all connected. There is no separation. I used to criticize myself for not having read many books. And then I start taking a look at the volumes I have read over the years and realize I've read a lot of books, taken in a lot of information. And in the case of my broadcast career, interviewed a lot of people. I debated as to whether or not to try to bring some of those folks together to create some kind of a collage of voices and ideas in celebration of 10 years with Tell Me Your Story. I thought about being cute and interviewing myself, asking the questions, and then, of course, answering the questions. And cuter still, maybe even asking those questions in different voices. But it kept coming back to sitting here at the ocean side as the surf rolls in and out and talking to you about my journey. I've never thought of my journey as anything extraordinary, but others, when they read my story that's on the missions page of the website, they marvel at what I've come through. For me, this is just my life. Being born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. Family of eight, a brother, two older sisters, two younger sisters, two parents, in a three-bedroom, one-bathroom home that could not have been more than 1,000 square feet, maybe a little bit larger, but not by much. We were crammed in there. It was crowded, but cozy. And we had some wonderful, wonderful years there. And of course, I've mentioned many times about my experiences in school, both in regards to the bullies, but also in terms of some of the other wonderful experiences that I had. Some friends that I made, lasting friends. One in particular who I've talked about on numerous occasions, who shared with me his sexual preference, his particular lifestyle, if you will. Didn't change how I felt about him. He still is my best friend. And I've thought about when I moved out of my parents' home at the age of 21 to make it on my own, thinking I'm not going back. There was never a problem. If I was to go back, I just didn't want to. And then in 1983, getting married for the first time and spending 15 years with that woman, and then deciding it's time to move on. And shall we say dissolving that contract, but still maintaining at least a connection. And moving on to my present wife, and nearly 20 years together. And the various jobs that I've had, from the radio reading service in 1979, to the religious radio station in 1980, when I left that radio station once in, I believe it was 86, to work for a country station. 6 months later, I was back at that religious radio station. Obviously, I hadn't finished my business with them. Then in 1995, leaving again to work in a warehouse full of light bulbs, basically run by visually impaired and blind people, of which I was one. Then working for a multi-level marketing company on the inside, producing the product that they provided. And it was that time I was actually served with those wonderful lawsuit or divorce papers, as most people know them. May 1st of 1998. And then, of course, moved on to another radio station. I was there for 7 or 8 months and was let go, and then went through a series of jobs working for a station up on the seventh floor of a 25-story building in downtown Phoenix. And of course, these two stations in particular were News Talk and Information. One was more liberal and the other more conservative. And then they sold the second station that I was working at in 2000. And they started letting people go. And I was let go in March of 2001, brought back 2 weeks later to run the place. All by myself. I was wearing all the hats. And then the station that I had worked for 15 years at came into the same suite, and I realized my business still wasn't finished with them until 2006. And then in May of 2006, moving to Santa Barbara with my wife, and now I've been at the station I'm at now for over 10 years. Second longest job I've ever had. Taking my father's advice from the very beginning, find a job you love to do because you're going to be doing it for a long time. I hope so. I really hope so. I've met a lot of very interesting people along the way too. From that first radio station, Radio Reading Service, and the general manager, Jean Joynes, who I have been searching for, and if you know where she is, please let me know. I would love to say hello and catch up, touch base, see how she's doing. Worked with a lot of great people there. Some of the greatest experiences were creating and producing radio theater. And I was also hosting a one-hour show. No commercials. Called Sun Talk. We had a wide variety of guests on that program too. Similar to Tell Me Your Story. You might say that was sort of the precursor. And I had the great fortune, as I've mentioned many times on this program, of having interviews such as what you hear on this program on the religious radio station in the evening. I was very grateful for the opportunity to be able to not only interview these people, but gain the experience. I have to say, it's a very beautiful day here, sitting on the oceanside, watching and listening to the surf roll in and out. It's a little hazy out away from the coast. Can't see the islands this morning. But I know they're there. It's one place that I have wanted to be and finally made it, was to the ocean. I did not know that it would be Santa Barbara. I half expected maybe San Diego, maybe someplace further up the coast. Who knows, maybe even the East Coast, but here I am. One aspect of doing this program is that I truly do love doing these interviews, having these people on the program, talking with them. And when I don't have interviews scheduled, I miss it a lot. I've had a week go by where there has not been an interview on the schedule. And if you've looked at the radio program schedule page, you will notice that we have programs going all the way into 2018. Well, we're going to make a little bit of a change in our schedule. Normally, you will hear the same interview at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and then Monday morning at 1 a.m. But starting next week, September 10th, we are going to air a different interview in each of the three time slots. So today is the last interview you will hear three times. Next week, you'll hear one guest at 7 a.m. You'll hear a different guest at 7 p.m. on Sunday, and then a third guest at 1 a.m. Monday morning. And you can always go to the website. They'll all be labeled accordingly, and you'll be able to listen to them. I hope you like them. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get an email just saying, hey, heard the program, liked it, didn't like it. I don't know why you had that guy on, that gal on. How is that relevant? And we do try to make every program relevant. We try to connect every program that we do to the main goal of this program, and that is to give you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. It is true that I do not work from a script, and there are only a couple of exceptions to that when I will have the press material or book in front of me. But the universe truly does ask the questions, and I am indeed along for the ride, and it's been a great ride. I look forward to continuing it for years to come. One of the reasons why we have guests come back a second and third and fourth time is because they were so good and there's so much to talk about that we want to bring that information to you. And I've always said, if it resonates with you, if it sounds good to you, check it out. If not, leave it alone. It's all right. That's one of the interesting things about some of the philosophies that we've discussed and places where people are coming from, is that this whole concept of dualism, as I have discussed with our guests, is actually more of a matter of perspective. The sun rises and sets. You could say that there's dualism there in day and night. Well, that's one perspective. And the other is, and it's not dualism, it's just a cycle. It's not swinging back and forth, it's a spiral upward. As is with anything that happens, any event that takes place. It's just part of the cyclical aspect of this world. And some days we're behaving in a way that is supportive of the whole, and other days not so much. Again, it's just a cycle. It's not bad or good, good or evil, right or wrong. They're just cycles that we've been going through for, well, as long as man has been on the planet. When you start looking at life that way, I think it's possible not to get quite so hung up on the good and the bad. Life is awesome. It's absolutely amazing. Even going through the valleys, shall we say. And even when you go the hills and the valleys, you're traveling along a path. You go up the hill to the top, and then you go down the hill to the bottom, and then back up the next hill to the top. And you just repeat that as many times as you like. I know we're always looking for the flat land. I know that I am. I'm always looking for the flat land, the equilibrium, the leveling off. And maybe for a short time that would be nice. But I think after a while it'd get a little boring. As I watch the waves roll in, I'm sure, as you've already surmised, not one is identical to the other. They're everyone different. They develop differently, they roll in differently, they fall differently. Just an extraordinary concept, just as we, 7.5-8 billion people, each one different, we're all people, we're all human beings. And as such, we're all members of, shall we say, that tribe, that community. And that's where the differences need to fall away. The separation from people who live in one place to people who live in another. The separation needs to fall away from those people who are one color versus another, one philosophy versus another, one ideology versus another. Every single ideology and philosophy has its validity. And as we move forward, sometimes those philosophies fall away because they no longer serve the community. When they are destructive to a community's existence. And it isn't a question of forcing them to fall away. They will fall away of their own weight, of their own decay. Just take a look at our, let's just say, last 100, 150 years. Look at how things have changed. And of course, it is written that we have the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What does that look like to you? What does the pursuit of happiness mean to you? Are you pursuing your own happiness? You can only pursue it for you, not for anyone else. What does happiness mean to you? We've used the word thrive instead of survive. I encourage people to search for and find that space and that place of thriving. It is possible. You know, I've lived in Santa Barbara for 11 years, and I hear comments all the time about how expensive it is, how difficult it is to live here, to find a place to live that you can afford. Well, at one level, that may be true. But the reality is, no matter where you live, there is a certain amount of effort and energy that must be expended to live, to eat, to shelter, to clothe. If you were on a desert island, you would still have that. You may not need money, but you're going to need your own energy, your own intellect to figure out what those how to get those things. How to get food, how to get clothing, how to get shelter, how to stay alive. This is a very different program than what you're used to, I'm sure. Usually talking with individuals who are in their respective communities, large or small, trying to make a difference in the world for the better. Trying to share with people the joy that they find in living. The love that they find in their lives, the happiness that they've discovered. Another subject that we cover on this program is talking about dreams. What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What excites you that you would like to see come true for you in your life? One of the elements of my life and a dream that I still struggle with today has to do with music and singing. I just enjoy it. And yet, when I listen to interviews with musicians, with singers, and I hear them talk about the music that they create and how they thoroughly enjoy sharing that music with audiences of 10 or 10,000 or 10 million. I have to grapple with that whole concept. Other than my own personal enjoyment, is there any more that I'd want to do? And those are the kinds of questions that come from doubt. All I know is that I enjoy doing these interviews. I enjoy talking with these people and sharing those conversations with you. I can't get enough of that. I absolutely love it. I don't know how many of you are listening. I suppose there are statistics that I can pull up on the website as far as streaming. But as far as the radio, there's no way of really accurately knowing. But I do it anyway. And maybe that's the point. It doesn't matter if you have an audience or if your audience is millions strong. You do it anyway because that's part of who you are. That's part of your life's purpose. It's part of how you serve, how you share your energy, your resources, your time. And early on, I hated turning people away as far as doing interviews. And if your focus is on something very specific, you know what? Sometimes you have to turn away from certain things. You've got to stay focused on that which is true about your life. You know that I ask those three questions at the end of every program. Who is, and that name that they have taken on. What is it that you hope to or want to achieve through the work that you are doing now? And what is your life's purpose? Have you ever asked yourself those three questions? It would be worth asking those questions of oneself. Self-discovery, as they say. I have to tell you that this program is meant a lot to me. I have to thank so many people. I'm not even going to bother to try to list them all. All you have to do is go to the radio show's page and just start scrolling down from the present all the way back to 2007. And even that just scratches the surface of people that I have to thank. And especially I thank my parents and my family. I suppose in one sense for putting up with me and constantly talking about all kinds of different things, but I'm also grateful to my parents for fostering that, especially in the present. As I have mentioned before, I had the great pleasure of going to Phoenix to visit my parents and spend some time with them. And we sat, even that night that I arrived, I got in around 10 o'clock in the evening, and we still sat for another hour or so just talking about much of what we talk about on the program. It's one of the reasons I look at them as friends more than parents, because they have such an open willingness to at least look at some of these things. Do they agree with them all? No, of course not. Who would? But the fact that they're willing to consider some of these possibilities and acknowledge that they don't know either. Age doesn't necessarily equate to knowledge. But they understand that there is a lot out there yet to discover. And I hope that you will continue to follow this program, to follow the guests. I still hold the dream in my heart of taking this show on the road, traveling the world to talk with all 8 billion people. Yeah, we could give it a shot. How far we'll get in the little time I have, hopefully another 40 plus years, to ask those questions, to stay curious. Honestly, that is the key. Being curious, staying curious. Just a reminder that, yes, this program is going to be on Sundays at 7 a.m. and p.m., Monday mornings at 1 a.m., but every program is going to be a different guest. So you're going to need to check out the website to see who's coming up in each of the three programs that week. Or you can even go to the website and listen to them even before they air, because they're already posted. And I hope that you enjoy them. I hope you get something out of them. I hope that you will at least investigate. This is definitely a different program. As I said at the outset, I had considered the possibility of interviewing someone, or even for that matter, having someone interview me. And I hope that this has helped you to better understand, if you haven't already, where I'm coming from, why I do what I do, why I want to continue to bring these programs to you. If you have any ideas for guests, for that matter, if you have any ideas for people who would like to help support this project, this endeavor, I would love to hear from you and hear from them. We can use all the help that we can get to keep this program going. So I encourage you to help us out if you can. But we're going to be here just as long as we possibly can, bringing these programs and these ideas and these guests to you. So I'm hoping that you will consider that possibility. I think about some of the religious programmers that I used to put on the air back in the 80s and 90s. One in particular spent hours in the studio almost every day, almost up until his death, recording Bible studies, going through the Bible again and again and again. And when he passed, I found out that he had recorded so many programs. They wouldn't have to repeat one for like 25 years, something along those lines. I think that was what it was like. That's how far ahead he was. Oh, it's getting close to time, the end of the program. This has been a lot of fun. I hate for it to come to an end because I hate to leave the ocean. I hate to leave the beach. I like being here. I like walking through the surf. I like listening to the waves roll in and out, feeling the moist air. Sometimes if the wind's just right, feeling the mist coming off the water, it's really great. If you get a chance to and you're not near it, try to get to it and enjoy it and experience it. I'm very grateful for you listening. I'm grateful for the opportunity that I have been given. I'm grateful for all of the guests that we've had on the program and the guests that we will have. I am also very, very grateful for all of the support I've received over the many years I've been doing this. And I hope that you will continue to listen. And if you can, drop us a line, TMYS@richarddugan.com. Tell me your story at richarddugan.com. TMYS. Tell me your story. New paradigms for a new world. And as I always tell you at the end of every program, until next time, love to Lal.